the steam, the waters, the stars. A dark blue canvas above our heads, with little sparkling dots. A hot spring just for us. We decided to visit it during a holiday, but my intentions might not be a simple relaxation. They are deeper. Years of friendship are being tested now. The rocks, the temperature, the distance between our bodies. Years of friendship are about to be at stake, like a river about to meet its end. None of us are naked, but I feel so revealed. While it's true that most of my body is exposed, the thing that feels the most private for me at this moment is what's inside my chest, and I'm about to show it. For some reason, the steam makes me feel at ease. It is like my mind right now. My mind is water. I'm water. I'm shapeless. I can be steam. I can be ice. I have the potential to be anything at this moment. I'm where I'm at my most me. And you are the only thing that I can see as a solid. You are the only image materialized. The fountain of my desires. The glass of hope that my heart thirsts for. My love for you, a lake of deep feelings. My conscience on the depths of it. I need to shorten the distance. The silence between us is piercing like a harpoon. And the only witnesses are the rocks, trees, and the stars. And the only witnesses are the rocks, trees, and the stars. The flow of ideas, a stream of emotions. It all seems to culminate with me laying my head on your shoulder, but it is not over yet. Two bodies reacting, one experiencing sublimation, yours unknown. I feel like we are melting, slowly becoming one, becoming part of the pond. What I want is for both of us to turn into something that will fill our hearts. A liquid with the shape of that container. You are not reacting, so used my sudden affection. My smiles, my hugs, my words of appreciation. I wonder what they mean to you. Our bodies are heated, a bit sweaty. I might be your best friend, but I'm still a woman, and you're still a man. Things can change from now on. The steam around makes it unclear for me. I cannot tell what the outcome of this will be, but I want to change. It's a cycle of life, manifesting, going through forms. From a pure and innocent friendship that grew from childhood to this passionate and convoluted feeling that keeps me awake at nights. It keeps me from getting out of these waters and dry myself. I close my eyes. Your heartbeat is so near. The place where your blood comes from. The thing I want to reach. Steam condensing in my forehead. Some water drops makes me a bit uncomfortable. I need to shake them off, but I don't want to move so much. I don't want to disturb. I don't want to make a single wave. I nuzzle on your shoulder. Through my face, blood runs. A red liquid, like molten lava. Its pressure exposes my inner state. Or it simply shows the effects of the heat. You should know which one it is. I'm considering the worst scenarios, but also the best ones. Friendship, familiarity, and that one which I'm craving for. Love has so many forms, And I feel like we've been through all but one. Solid, liquid, steam. The water that changes, the steam that hides, the ice that needs to be broken. I am water, you are ice, and we are surrounded by steam. We could melt together, solidify as one, or maybe condense our emotions in a single moan. Condense our emotions in a single movement. My hand on your cheek. I'm about to tell you, using my voice. Once I'm done with that, I'll feel everything at once. I'll want to cry, shout, smile, giggle, curse, splash, rage. The steam will feel unstoppable. The change will be inevitable. I'm about to do it. It is my nature. I am water.